Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with another segment of In the Green Outdoors. As promised, today's broadcast continues the commentary on native shrubs and trees, which are not only useful for food and medicine, but also ornamental and or beneficial to wildlife. You know, the caterpillars of many butterflies and moths feed on the leaves of native trees. Without host plants, these important and beautiful insects cannot complete their life cycle, and their populations will decline. Host plants with high butterfly and moth associations play a direct role in supporting our bird populations as well. And because there are so many trees and shrubs to consider that work as a host plant and also will work for growing and using for food or medicine, I think it's going to take us a few more episodes just to cover some of the more significant species. Today's species are hazelnut and hickory. Now, hazelnut is also commonly called American filbert. You can often find them growing along Ohio roadsides, in fence rows, and at the edges of forests. This nut-bearing shrub can reach about 15 feet in height and adapts easily to both wet and dry climate. Hazelnuts have male and female flowers, so they need not have another shrub present to produce fruit. American hazelnut commonly occurs in dry or moist thickets, in a woodland, on the border of a woodland, in a valley, and even in upland. This species is adaptable, and it adapts well to a range of soil pH and types, but it does the best in a well-drained loam. American hazelnut prefers full sun for best growth and development. Although it can grow and persist in partial shade, plant density and fruit production is greatly reduced when it's in the shade. American hazelnut is a thicket-forming native shrub or can appear as a small tree, and it is a medium to a fast-growing species. It will sucker out moderately, but it could produce a multi-stemmed clump appearance. American hazelnuts are very edible. They mature in September to October, and it's excellent for naturalizing for your woodland garden or just a slightly shady area. The showy male flowers look like a catkin, and they add early spring interest. And then the dark leaves turn a beautiful kaleidoscope of yellowish green, orange, red, and purple colors in the fall. The fruit will be a globe-shaped nut enclosed in a large leaf-like covering. And this species will flower March through May, with the fruit ripening July through September. Hazelnuts grow readily in the wild, and they're cultivated the world over for their edible nuts. It's an extremely cold hardy nut tree, and it has medicinal properties as well. The nuts themselves are full of healthy fats, and science is showing us that they are useful in maintaining healthy heart function. The nuts also have a sweet flavor, and they were used often by Native Americans in, of all things, soups. Now, I haven't tried a soup recipe with hazelnut in it, but I'm intrigued, so I think I have to try it. But hazelnuts were also consumed raw and sometimes were ground into flour and made into a bread that was almost more of a cake-like texture. Beyond that, hazelnuts were also used medicinally by Native Americans. The bark was made into a poultice to help close and heal wounds, and the casing on the outside of the nuts was used to expel worms and parasites. The wildlife value of hazelnut is extremely high. It has a dense, low growth habit, and it provides cover and nesting sites for birds and other wildlife. It's also an especially great pollen source for bees in early spring. It hosts numerous caterpillars. Juvenal's dusky wing, which is a type of skipper, is one of the butterflies that's associated with American hazelnut. And the spectacular Polyphemus moth uses a variety of larval host plants, but the hazel is one of its favorites. And Luna moss, that beautiful green moth, is another one whose caterpillars eat hazelnut leaves. And there are several other moths as well that will host on the hazelnut. Now, as the nuts mature, they begin to attract seed-eating birds like blue jays and woodpeckers. And hazelnut is often planted by wildlife enthusiasts to attract and keep game in an area. The nuts are eaten by squirrels, deer, turkey, woodpeckers, pheasants, and many other animals. And the male catkins are a food staple of the ruffed grouse throughout the winter. As I mentioned before, the nuts have a really high nutritional value, and they are very attractive to many, many mammals like squirrels and deer, pheasants, foxes, and turkeys and other birds. So while we're on the subject of nuts, I want to continue with another delicious nut-bearing species. And this is hickories. You know, just kind of in general, the hickories are wonderful. They were once a major component of the forests in the eastern U.S. Hickories are slow-growing, long-lived trees. They're shade-tolerant when they're young, but then they grow enough to become an overstory tree when they're mature. Like many other trees, hickories are monoecious, which means they produce either male or female flowers, and both types of flowers are found on the same tree. Hickories have an outstanding yellow leaf color in the fall. They have large tap roots, and they make really great urban trees because they won't lift sidewalks due to those tap roots or blow over easily in a windstorm. And that same tap root is also a wonderful solution to stream banks and hill restoration projects. When fully grown, the hickory makes a stately shade tree. In Ohio, you'll find shellbark hickory, bitternut hickory, mockernut hickory, pignut hickory, and the aptly named shagbark hickory, which of course has shaggy bark. And did you know that the pecan tree is actually a hickory? Yeah. So there's a lot of trees in that genus, and we could spend all day just talking about the different species within the hickory genus. Most of these trees are going to take 10 to 15 years to produce nuts. Some nurseries are grafting hybrid hickories onto pecan rootstocks to push a faster growth and promote nut bearing at a younger age. Hickory trees are deciduous hardwood. The wood is very distinctive for its cream-colored sapwood that contrasts to the tan or brown or even dark red heartwood. Hickory has long been used as handles for axes, shovels, and other long-handled tools. That's because the straight, dense grain stands up to stress under hard use, and these wooden handles will flex slightly without breaking, which makes the tool easier to use for the person wielding it. For example, a hickory axe handle absorbs some of the shock as the axe head strikes the wood, which imparts less of the impact to the worker's hands and arms. Now, because of these sharply contrasting wood colors, hickory was not widely used for furniture, flooring, or cabinets in the distant past. But this has changed since the late 90s up to now. Hickory flooring, cabinets, and furniture has become really popular. And folks think it adds a rustic touch to cabins and homes. Manufacturers and woodworkers specify lumber pieces that display the contrasting sapwood and hardwood on both sides of the boards, and they love that unique appearance of the wood. And the demand for hickory as a species for woodworking is continuing to increase among large and small commercial operations. Historically, hickory wood was mainly used as firewood or to cure meat such as ham, bacon, and sometimes fish. Hickory chips for barbecue grills are still found in many stores. Hickory nuts, depending on the species, range in flavor from bitter to sweet to dry to oily, and a thick woody husk surrounds a hard shell which holds the kernel inside. The husks are dried and split open to reach the shell inside, and then the shell has to be cracked open and the kernel extracted. The nuts are eaten raw, toasted, or added to baked goods. Now, I don't suggest trying to eat pignut or butternut hickory because, as their names imply, they're pretty much inedible due to their taste. Now, I have to say that when I was a kid, my favorite cake in the world was a hickory nut cake, which came from shagbark or shellbark hickories. As a matter of fact, that's what my grandmother made me for my birthday in October every year, as long as we'd had a frost, because, of course, the nuts didn't drop until you had a frost. But I prayed for a frost every year so that I would get my favorite cake for my birthday. Now, hickory support 235 lepidopteran species, as well as providing nuts for squirrels and other wildlife. Black bears, foxes, mice, chipmunks, squirrels, rabbits, and many birds enjoy the nuts every fall. And in addition, shagbark hickory's wide flaky bark is a primary nesting site for several bat species. Whoa, I think I've pretty much exhausted my time for today. Join me again in 2 weeks when my broadcast will continue to cover our wonderful and edible medicinal native Ohio trees and shrubs. I want to remind my listeners that Natives in Harmony, in partnership with Green Columbus, is still giving a native tree free to every person who visits the nursery between now and July 6th. If you have any questions about the tree giveaway or just native plants in general, you can call me at 419-688-9800 or email me at Gale, that's G-A-L-E, at nativesinharmony.com. This is Gale Martin of Natives in Harmony, which is located at 4652 Township Road 179, Marengo, Ohio. I'm signing out for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gale, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.